This free MP3 is distributed by permission by Still Waters Revival Books, PuritanDownloads.com. The opinions expressed may or may not coincide with the beliefs of SWRB.
Welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2013 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report that's put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It can be accessed at the VOM website, www.persecution.com. You can actually have VOM send this to your email every week. When it comes to my email, I print it out, share it with you, and then I pray for the nations and the people that are indicated for the following week. Today we begin in Sierra Leone. Thieves entered the compound of a VOM partner in Sierra Leone last week and attacked and robbed him. They stole the battery from his car as well as the home's generator. They were well armed and could have harmed me if I had made an attempt to stop them, he said. Please keep our family in your prayers. My concern is that the Lord keep me and my family under his mighty arm. I've made up my mind to remain a preacher and follower of Christ, and nothing will change this. May the Lord continue to strengthen all the persecuted in Jesus' name. Well, like several other nations in Africa, Sierra Leone is under growing pressure from Islamists who seek to Islamize the country. Incidents of persecution against Christians also continue to increase. Police promised to investigate the incident. In Sri Lanka, a large mob attacked a Sri Lankan pastor's home recently while he was away at a court hearing related to a previous attack on his home. Pastor Pradeep Kumura was in Colombo when the attack occurred, but his wife, Aruna, and their two children were trapped in their home for 3 hours while the mob rioted, demanding an end to church services in the village. The mob ordered Aruna to come out of the house and promised to stop holding worship services in the church, and our contacts report that she was injured in the incident. Although police were called, they were unable to control the mob. Pastor Pradeep and his family started a church more than 10 years ago in the south of the country, where there are few Christians. They were forced to move 6 times in 4 years, and at one point their house was firebombed. Looking at Sri Lanka in the book 2013 Persecuted Church Global Report, which you can get from VOM for $1, I read this about Sri Lanka. In May 2009, the government defeated the Tamil Tigers, ending more than 20 years of violence. The nation is still striving to heal from a decades-long civil war. Sri Lanka's constitution gives preference to Buddhism, but grants freedom of religion. Less than 1% of the population is Protestant. Buddhism is 70% of the country, Christian in any form, 8.4%. Buddhism is the main religion, as we said. The president is Mahinda Percy Rajapaksa. Persecution of Christians has escalated in Sri Lanka in recent years with the rise of militant Buddhist nationalist groups. Over 250 churches have been destroyed or damaged in sectarian violence. Although the Constitution guarantees religious freedom, minority Protestants have experienced violent persecution as well as discrimination in employment and education. The country passed an anti-conversion law in 2009, making conversion from Buddhism to Christianity illegal, but there is no evidence to indicate that the government is using it against Christians at this time. In Kazakhstan, a court recently ordered the destruction of 121 Christian books that police confiscated from a Christian in the northern Akmola region. On October 20, 2012, Vyacheslav Sherkasov was arrested for offering Christian literature to passers-by on a street in his town. During the arrest, police seized a suitcase containing Christian literature from his parked car. The printed materials included Bibles, children's Bibles, and other books and leaflets on the Christian faith, primarily in the Kazakh language. A justice ministry official in the capital of Astana explained that all the confiscated books, including the Bibles, will most likely be burned. As we look at Kazakhstan in that same booklet, we read this. Kazakhstan is the second largest country among former Soviet republics after Russia. Its president, Nursultan Nazarbayev, has been in office since Kazakhstan gained independence in 1991. Ethnic Kazakhs, who make up only a slight majority, practice Islam loosely. Other ethnic groups practice Sunni Islam, Russian Orthodoxy, and Protestantism, among others. Muslims, 53.7%. Christian, 12.2%. President, as we already said, the country's religious law includes strict registration procedures for churches and stiff penalties for noncompliance. Only the traditional religious groups may practice freely. Religious groups are required to register with the government, and unregistered religious activity, private religious education, proselytism, and the production of religious literature are forbidden. Christian converts face harassment from authorities, devout Muslims, and family members. VOM is involved with the printing and distribution of Christian literature in that place. Finally, in China, pray for those involved in the duplication and distribution of 50,000 copies of the Jesus He Lived Among Us DVD during 2013. Pray that the video will have a powerful effect on its recipients, who will be located in every Chinese province. Well, thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. We hope to return next week at about this time so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob. Although I'm an area coordinator for VOM, this is not an official VOM presentation, but is used with permission. Just about wherever you live in the United States, there's a Voice of the Martyrs rep willing to come to your church and share with your group of any size about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry. Just email me at diakonos3@gmail.com, and I'll get it set up for you. God bless you today. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on sermonaudio.com. God bless you today.